Hey everyone, welcome back. You ever get into one of those arguments that just goes nowhere? Like you're talking but not really
Oh,
communicating?
yeah, all the time.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's not just me. Because that's actually what we're diving into today. We're talking about how to turn conflict into constructive dialogue. And I think we could all use a little bit of help with that.
Definitely. It's something we all struggle with, but it's a skill we can all get better at.
And to help us out with that, we're looking at the source. Turning conflict into constructive dialogue.
A great piece. It really digs deep into why we have conflicts in the first place and how we can actually use those disagreements to actually make our relationships stronger.
Right, so it's like flipping the script on how we usually think about arguments, because a lot of times we just want them to end, you know?
Yeah, we just want to get away from that tension, that discomfort.
Totally. But this source is saying we can actually use that discomfort to create something positive. And one of the first things it talks about is this idea of understanding the root of the conflict. Like, why are we disagreeing in the first place?
Right, and a lot of times it's not actually about the thing we're arguing about. Like, the source gives this example of a couple trying to make weekend plans. They get into this big fight, but what are they really fighting about?
Yeah, what is going on beneath the surface?
Exactly. Maybe one person is feeling neglected and wants to spend quality time together.
And the other person maybe feels like they haven't seen their friends in ages.
Exactly. So the fight's about the weekend plans, but it's actually rooted in these deeper needs and emotions. And the source makes this amazing point, I think it said, that something like 90% of conflicting parties actually agree on the core issue.
90%. Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. But the problem is, we get so caught up in our own emotional reactions that we don't actually hear what the other person is trying to say.
Okay, so how do we get past those emotional reactions? Because they can be pretty intense.
Well, the source talks about this idea of speaking sincerely but respectfully, which is like the foundation for having a constructive dialogue. And they give us these three questions to ask ourselves before we even respond to the other person.
Ooh, three questions. I like this. Give me number one.
So the first one is, what do I want? And it sounds simple, but it's really about taking a moment to check in with yourself and figure out what's driving your reaction. Like in
Okay.
that weekend plans example, maybe you realize, you know what? Just really want to feel close to my partner this weekend.
Okay, so it's about identifying the real need, not necessarily about like getting your way with the weekend plans.
Exactly. And then the second question is, what does the other person want? And this is where we have to really put ourselves in their shoes and try to understand their perspective. So maybe you realize, okay, my partner has been working really hard lately. They probably just need some time to unwind with their friends.
Got it. So it's about acknowledging and validating their needs too.
Right. And then the third question is, what solution strengthens our relationship? And this is where we start to shift from that me versus you mentality to a we mentality. We're looking for a solution that works for both of us, even if it means compromise.
Okay, so using that weekend plan scenario, what would a we solution look like?
Well, maybe you spend Saturday together doing something you both enjoy, and then Sunday your partner goes out with their friends while you have some time for yourself.
Okay, that's great. So you both get a little bit of what you need.
Right. And it's not about one person winning or losing. It's about finding a way to meet both of your needs and strengthen your connection in the process.
That's a great approach.
Yeah.
But it's easy to say, speak sincerely and respectfully. What about all those things we tend to do that just make things worse? Like, are there specific things the source says to avoid in a conflict?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There are like these classic pitfalls that we can all fall into when things get heated. And, you know, some of them are pretty obvious, like personal attacks and insults. Those are never helpful.
Right. It's like, how is calling someone a name going to get you closer to a solution?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's dismissing the other person's feelings, you know, saying things like, oh, you're overreacting, or, that's not a big deal.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, I've definitely been on the receiving end of that one. It makes you feel like you're not even being heard.
Totally. And it just shuts down communication.
Yeah.
And then there's the silent treatment, which,
Oh, this silent treatment. That's always a winner, right?
yeah.
I feel like silence just breeds more resentment.
It just escalates things. And then there are some more subtle ways we can derail a conversation, like trying to manipulate the other person or involving third parties to like take our side.
Ooh, yeah, the third party thing. That's tricky because sometimes you do need to vent to someone else, but it's different from bringing them into the argument to gang up on the other person.
Right. And then there's the classic bringing up past grievances, you know, like, oh, yeah, and remember that time you did such and such.
Yep. The laundry list of past wrongs, not helpful.
Not helpful at all. It just distracts from the issue at hand and keeps you stuck in that cycle of negativity.
Okay, so let's go back to our couple trying to make those weekend plans.
Yeah.
How would that conversation go if they actually used these tools? Like if they were really trying to have a constructive dialogue instead of just arguing?
Okay, so instead of that back and forth about who's right and who's wrong, it might sound something like this. One of them might say, "Hey, I know you want to spend time together this weekend, and I really want that too. I was also thinking it would be good to see some friends. Do you think there's a way we could do both?"
Wow, okay. So right away, they're acknowledging the other person's needs and looking for a solution that works for both of them.
Right. And it creates a completely different dynamic. It's not about winning or losing. It's about collaborating and finding common ground.
It sounds like they're actually on the same team now.
Yeah, exactly. And by avoiding those pitfalls, they're creating a safe space where they can both be honest about their feelings and work towards a solution together.
So to recap, we've learned that conflict doesn't have to be a bad thing. It can actually be an opportunity to deepen our understanding of each other and strengthen our relationship.
Right. It's about shifting our mindset from "I need to win" to "we need to find a solution together."
And we can do that by remembering those three key questions. What do I want? What does the other person want? And what solution strengthens our relationship?
And by avoiding those common pitfalls that just make things worse.
Exactly. So much great stuff to think about. Now, before we go, I want to leave you with a little something to ponder. Think about a recent argument you had, maybe even just a small one. How could you have applied these principles to turn it into a more constructive conversation? Keep that question in mind, and until next time, happy diving.